For Maundy Thursday, we have two readings. The first from the Gospel of John tells of Jesus washing the disciples' feet and then challenging Peter. Now, I don't know what you think, but sometimes Peter just doesn't seem to get it. After all, we've been with the Master now for 3 years or so, and we should know him by now. Anyway, he was not that pleased to be sent off on an errand, especially as it had required some shifting of furniture, as he let us know as we waited for supper. He did have a tendency to grumble and to put his foot in it. After we'd eaten the main meal, the Master suddenly stood up and took off his robe. He picked up a towel and a jar of water and moved round the table to where the least of us were sitting. Then he started to wash our feet, just as a servant would do, if we had any. And he worked round the table. I think that we were all feeling a touch uncomfortable about this, until he got to Peter. But Peter couldn't take it. He had to challenge. He does tend to be a bit hot-headed and sometimes says what the rest of us are thinking, but we're too frightened to say. He's a good person to have around, mostly. But the Master chided him gently. Clearly, complaining was not an option, and the threat of being cut out of what was to come was very real and worrying. So Peter gave in. But then he had to ask to have his hands and head washed as well, and this clearly was not the plan. The Master said that we were clean, we didn't need washing. But he did say that it didn't apply to all of us. Now that's worrying. And we wondered who it was. After this, when the Master was back at the table, he started to teach us many things and said that we could not follow where he was going. Now we followed him all this way, why couldn't we continue? So it fell to Peter once again to speak what many of us were feeling. Why not? He asked. And then he said, I'll lay down my life for you. We all agreed that it felt like that. Then the Master said to Peter, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. We have to say, we did feel sorry for Peter.